is the famous Rambam in Shmona Prakim, Perek Vav, where he makes a distinction between mitzvah sichlis, rational logical mitzvahs, and mitzvahs, let's say, kovesh es hayitz, on the kovesh es yitzro, because he's explaining in the Pirkei Avos, Perek He, on the Mishnah Chavav, Chav Zayin, that he quotes the philosophers that discuss the difference between a chassid and someone who's kovesh es yisro. So the philosophers say, the chassid, the one who has no temptation to do the aveira, that's the highest level. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, in the Torah's Kohanim, says, no. The highest level is to say, I want to sin, efshi, avala tor ma'esa, va'avi shabbat shamayim gazer alai. So the question is, like, what do you mean? Is he saying it? A person should wake up saying, well, I want to kill this guy, but you know what, I won't. I want to steal from this person. So the Rambam makes a distinction between mitzvah sichlis and mitzvah schuch. When it comes to mitzvah sichlis, not to kill, not to murder, not to steal, the philosopher is right. That is the highest level. You shouldn't want to be with someone who, you know, I almost murdered you last night, but I held off. The idea is to work on yourself that it's not even a desire anymore. However, when it comes to mitzvah chukim, i.e. basa v'cholav, eating milk and meat together, having shatness, the Rambam writes it's a higher madrega. It shouldn't say, like, wow, this disgusts me. I'm not going to eat these pork ribs. Or that disgusts me, shatness. No, it doesn't disgust me. I have a taiva for it. Efshi, I could do it, and I would do it, but the Torah tells me not to, so I'm not going to eat the treif sandwich, and I'm not going to wear shatness. So that's what the Rambam makes a distinction between mitzvah sichlis, the chassid is right, and the chukim, the chassid is, the philosophers are wrong. It's a higher level of kovesh es yisro. So the Mefarshim point out, I think it's the Tashbetz, and then it's Perish in Pirkei Avos, he points out Astir, it's a Gemara in Yuma. And Samech Zayin, Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about different Chukim and Mishpatim. And when it comes to Arayis, Sharayis ein b'chol ha-mitzvah ha-sichlis. The Gemara says Arayis is a mitzvah sichlis. And however, the Rambam, when he put it down, he Rambam adds to basa v'cholav and shatnez, the Rambam adds Arayis to the list. So it's Akasha. The Rambam says Arayis is a mitzvah, is a chok. And the Gemara says it's a mishpat. So if you're a brisker, it's a difficult Gemara. If you're not a brisker, it's a difficult Rambam. So at the Rishoris HaShatz, he writes that the Rambam clearly had a different gersa than us. So the Rashbats, who's the commentator to Tashbetz on Pirkei Avos, writes, Zela inyan hakovesh es yisro lefi shehatzar sheyesh lo bechviyaso hayetzar mitzav l'avera yeschar. So basically, what he wants to point out is that there are different types of arayas. In other words, there are some arayas which are achok, and different arayas which is a mitzvah sichlis. So not to commit adultery, so everyone knows that, and other terrible averos, so everyone knows it's a mitzvah sichlis. However, within the dini arayis, like there's a halacha that you can't marry an aunt, but you can marry an uncle. And they talk about Aishas Ish, Aishas, they talk about other Aishas Achachar Misa. So he wants to say is when it comes to adultery and the clear-cut ones, that's a mitzvah sichlis, and therefore you work on yourself. It's not, if you really want to commit adultery, but what could I do? No, you should work on yourself that you don't want to commit adultery. However, when it comes to the samchukim, you can say, Efshi, I want to marry my aunt, but what could I do? Efshi, it's a kares. But you can marry, it's a mitzvah to marry an uncle, so therefore, that's how he wants to explain. There's no stira to reconcile the Rambam, the Gemara, the different types of arayas. The arayas that he brings down here, the Rambam, those are the chukim, like an aunt and uncle, and Aishas Ach, Achar Misa, but when it comes to the basic adultery, so then the Rambam agrees, and that's what the Gemara Yuma says that's talking about. Those are the mitzvah sichlis, and the effort an afkamina would be is, when do I say efshi abama esek yavino makeno gazar, and when do I say that no, that you should work on yourself, that you should want to do the right thing. You should, in other words, for that you should be a chassid, work on yourself, that you don't want to murder someone, you don't want to do these things. When it comes to chukim, so then one could say efshi abama esek yavino makeno gazar, Kadosh Baruch Hu gazar v'shentura.